March is Sleep Awareness Month, the perfect time for you to think about the quality of your sleep and how the mattress you choose can make all the difference. Avocado Green Mattress is committed to providing mattresses that not only help you sleep better, but also are healthier for you and the planet. Did you know that with the right mattress, you can improve your sleep quality by up to 50%? If you're not waking up refreshed and ready to tackle the day, it might be time to consider Avocado and their sleep-enhancing design. Cindy and I love Avocado for so many reasons. Not only are the materials organic and free of chemical and toxins, Avocado mattresses promote better sleep through breathable, naturally temperature regulated materials, which is so important to our sleep right now. Did I mention there is a mattress to fit your needs too? Avocado offers gentle to firm to plush mattress comfort and support. Take their quiz to find out which mattress and comfort option is right for you. Avocado stands by their products too. They offer easy financing options with Affirm, sleep trials up to 1 year, and options to try before you buy. Head to avocadomattress.com today and save up to 10% on certified organic mattresses. Dream of better. We all know I love me some tacos. They're great every night of the week, not just Taco Tuesday. But Cindy really wants me to eat healthier this year, and Factor chef-made gourmet meals have made eating well easy. Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for my busy lifestyle. With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goal. Calorie smart, protein plus, or keto, Factor has it all figured out. My favorite meal has been the jalapeno sweet corn polenta and chicken. Imagine a whole chicken breast marinated in lemon juice, garlic, and smoked paprika, grilled until juicy and topped with a zesty salsa verde. It's served over a creamy Parmesan polenta loaded with diced jalapenos, corn, mozzarella, and scallions. Bell peppers, red onions, and cauliflower are served on the side with fajita spiced butter. It was delicious and nutritious. Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use Factor Podcast to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. And as always, I'm your host, Woody Overton. And today, we're continuing with hashtag justice for Haley. And I hope you all had a Merry Christmas and getting ready for the New Year's. I just hope it was super duper special. And y'all, the day after Christmas, it was December 26th is the day Haley was murdered. And please continue to like and share and do everything hashtag justice for Haley. It's very important for our end game. On today's episode, I'm going to start out with the body cam on this one is from Jay Russell's body cam. And when they're bringing Brooks to the jail cell, okay? And I'm going to play that for you now. The audio, it's not that long. This is the first part of this episode, and it's very, very important. But I want you to notice when they're doing, they put him in the jail, and they tell him what he's charged for and doing the DNA test and all that. Patreon of Convicts, you can see it all in the video, all right? But you can listen to it. And listen, he's not messed up, y'all. He's not high. And it's just, it's crazy. If I'm in there and my fiance had just been murdered, I wouldn't have been acting like this dude acts. So, but the video, if you want to see it and all the other videos and photographs and everything else, go to patreon.com, type in Real Life, Real Crime and subscribe. And, or go download the Real Life, Real Crime community app from the App Store for free. And it has everything Real Life, Real Crime in there, but also you can subscribe and become a convict and get all these bonus material and this bonus material and all the extra bonus episodes. Plus you'll get 6 episodes a week, commercial free and with an early release. All right. So I'm going to play this for you now.
On duty.
I got you.
Take your clothes.
Haley's parents still alive?
Yeah. Where do you say they live?
590 Chickapoo Drive.
590 Chickapoo. It's a Chickapoo.
It's 30066 is the zip code.
You said it's off Dallas Highway?
I believe. Yeah, I believe so.
Charging you with some crimes, basically destruction, things, and everything in there.
Yeah.
And,
that's
a felony, damage to my property. We want to talk to you about what happened tonight, because we don't want to talk anymore.
So, I'm certainly upset, you know.
I understand. But,
I think anyone would.
Right. But the stuff we already knew, we already done an investigation for you to talk to you, and nothing is consistent that you told us before you even Detective Navy told you that she was deceased.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
But there's nothing was making sense. So anyway, we'd love to talk to you at some point and reach out to us, okay?
Business score?
I do. Do you have one on you?
I don't have any.
We need to get your pants in.
And boots as well. Boots as well.
What's that?
Boots as well.
They weren't on? Okay, so yeah, just the jeans.
Just your pants.
Okay.
You can step behind there, take those pants with you, and then swap those out. The pants going to the same back?
Yeah.
You're going to have to take the shoelaces off regardless of your boots. So if you want to go ahead and take those off as well. Step out here.
Yeah.
Alright, you want me to stop right here?
We're gonna get your business card that way if you wanna.
Okay. Thank you.
Price right here is, he's in the back of that car right now. Thomas is right here.
Is he right in the back of the car?
Yeah, he's in the back of the car right there. Do you have booking?
It's upstairs. I'm gonna
grab it. Okay, I think one of them are grabbing it. I think Nudie or somebody said that they were about to grab it. Wait, I gotta put Max's chair back.
All right, y'all, you just heard him. You know, they bring him downstairs into to the holding cell. Now, this is not an interrogation room. They're booking him into jail, right? Make him change clothes, et cetera. They take his DNA test. And he's just nonchalant about it. They tell him what he's charged with and everything. You know, one thing he says when the detective starts to talk about Haley being a CC, Brooks says, I didn't even know. Motherfucker, how you don't know, right? And your story has changed so much, including that Haley was standing up alive when the cops got there, right? Whatever. And so he's being DNA tested, and at the end of the video, that's when they take him to the big jail and book him in. So, y'all, when I was in Atlanta, in interviewing the family, I'm gonna play you like a minute and 15 second clip from I was with Miss Barbara and Stella and Tyler, and they're telling me, you know, you've already heard in the past episodes about what happened up to this point when they get notified, et cetera, right? Well, guess what? Miss Barbara and Stella, was Tyler too, but Tyler wasn't there for this. But I'm going to play you a clip from the audio now about what they do next.
The most horrible day that you've ever had. And I'm talking about specifically, like, you've been told they leave. What happens?
I don't remember a whole lot at first. I know I called people. I don't remember it. I kept trying to, you know, find out where she was. I couldn't stand the thought of her being in a corridor, you know, so I tried to find out where she was. And of course, they're not going to, they can't, but they wouldn't let me, you know, go see her. I mean, that's really, you know, we were just in shock. I didn't have any idea what to do or what we needed to do right then. We were just in shock.
Stella, do you remember anything? Same thing.
Yeah, I just remember you were just scream crying a lot. And
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
I was just sitting on the couch. I couldn't really like cry or anything or like feel anything. It was shock at that point.
When's the next contact you have with law enforcement?
I called them. We had to find out where her cat was. So,
right. And the cat was like an animal control or something. You know, we got it. I'm just going to skip over to it. But what I want to know is, though, both of you obviously believe that Brooks did it. That there's no way Haley is going to do that, right? We'll put them on episodes for y'all. At some point, y'all went to see him in jail, and you both deserve Academy Award. I'm not making the light of a bad situation, but you both would have it in your head. Hey, he murdered my sister. He murdered my daughter. He took her away from us. And they went in. What was the first thing? It was really close. It was like New Year's Eve or something. It was. I mean, so we're talking less than a week. We're talking about like five days after you're notified, y'all are going into jail, and it's all recorded. And we have, thanks to Miss Barbara, we have the audio and the video recording. And three times.
I think we saw him four times, and then.
So I think I only have that video of three.
It might be.
Yeah. Okay. So paraphrase and summarize it. I think you were by yourself the first time, and
together the first.
Yeah, we're together the first time, and then I'm gonna watch my hour. But the Stella, YouTube, right? And you're so that they're talking to him.
So that's right. They went to the jail. Sometimes I think it was four total jailhouse interviews, and they're 30 minutes long each, and you've got to listen to each one. So the next couple episodes are going to be these jailhouse interviews. Now, Patreon and Convicts, the interviews are up there. You can see them talking and their facial expressions and whatever. I think they should have won an Academy Award. Because think about it. You're going in a week after Haley's murdered, and you know that Brooks did it, right? But you're putting on a straight face and going in there and acting like you care about him. Why? To try to do exactly what they did, which is get him to fuck himself over and over again. And now they're sitting face to face with Miss Barbara. It's her daughter's killer, and Stella, it's her sister's killer. And listen to what this idiot says now. And again, Patreon and Convicts, go watch the video. It's very, very telling. So I'm going to play the first jailhouse interview now with Brooks Cleary.
Hey, Brooks.
Hey, y'all. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm just in the whatever this is called.
What happened?
I have no idea. I went into the back bedroom. Haley was standing right there by the counter. I go into the back bedroom. I'm like putting on her new hoodie and stuff. I'm playing with the cat. Then I come into the hallway, and she's like on the ground because I heard like a little like thump, like a little boomp like that. So I thought she like tripped over her shoe or something because her toe is still broken and like hit the counter. So I come over and I like shake her a little bit, and she's like facing toward the Christmas tree. So I shake her a little bit, and she doesn't like wake up. So I was like, hey, baby, what's wrong? Like, you know, what's wrong? And then I roll her over and her eyes are open, but she's not like responding. Like her pupils are always really big, but they weren't big this time. They were tiny. So I was like, hey, what's wrong, baby? What's wrong? And I pick her up and I put her on my lap. And then I look at my hand and there was blood on my hand. So then I like started freaking out and like shaking. And I was just kind of like rocking back and forth with her in my lap. And I heard a knock at the door, and I ran to the door and I opened it. And it was like a couple firemen. And I was like, come in, come in, come help, come help. I don't know what's wrong with her. And then they brought me outside, and they were like, what happened? And I was like, I don't know. I was in the other room. I come back out. She's on the ground. I pick her up. There's blood everywhere, and her eye was like all puffy, and I don't know what the fuck happened to her.
How did you not see her? They said it was in the mouth, Brooks. It was in the mouth.
What?
In the mouth.
I didn't see anything like.
How did you not see it?
All I saw was that her eye right here was like puffed out more than usual. I didn't see that she had anything in her mouth. All I saw was her face, and then her hair was there.
That's where she was shot. It was in the mouth.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Why? How?
So what?
She would never do anything like that.
So what happened before? Like, what happened? What did, why, like, I just don't know, and the police won't tell us anything, and I just want to know why. Like, what happened?
Was there a note?
I have no idea. I remember, we were just watching, like, little TikToks on our phone, and we were talking in the kitchen. We had a few shots, and we smoked, like a bong or something. And then, yeah, she was just standing by the counter the last I remember. Then I go into the bedroom, and then I come back out, and she was, like, on the ground. I didn't know anything had even happened like that. I went over to pick her up because I thought she was, like, I thought she was okay, but she wasn't okay. I got blood all over. I still have blood on my hand because I don't want to take it off because it's, like, the last thing I have to remember her by.
So, where... What did y'all do before, like, before you got home, what did you do?
Before we got home, I don't even really remember what we did before we got home. It was just a normal day. It was,
Was she happy?
Yeah, we were fine. I mean, I don't even remember us getting into any type of an argument that day. I mean, sure, we were stressed about, like, bills and stuff, and but that's typical. We're always stressed about bills.
Yeah, what, like, I don't think Haley would do this. I just don't think.
I would never in a million years imagine her hurting herself. Never. I could never imagine her doing that.
Me neither. She looked after everybody and cared about everybody, and so I can't imagine. She wouldn't leave us like this.
I don't know what the fuck happened. She was okay like 10 minutes ago, and then I go into my bed. I don't know what the fuck.
So, I have a question. Did y'all ever talk about what she wants after?
Not necessarily. I mean, we were supposed to get married together.
I know. So, like, there had to be something. There had to be, like, some reason. I can't, like, you don't understand.
So you don't remember anything leading up to this that would have caused it at all?
No, not really, no. Everything seemed to be perfectly fine. I don't remember any argument. I don't remember...
What were y'all doing for the day?
Hanging out at the apartment, really. We just watched our phone because our Wi-Fi was
off. Go anywhere?
I think she walked to the liquor store, but I didn't go with her. She just walked there by herself.
Y'all didn't go anywhere?
Not that I remember, no. I mean, my truck should have been parked there all day.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? I know Sydney was, and if you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, found in our food, water, and even in our skincare products. These disruptors can wreak havoc on our hormones. Believe me, before Hormone Harmony, I watched Cindy suffer. Not anymore. Hormone Harmony's formula, made only with herbal ingredients, have reduced Cindy's hormonal symptoms, and it helps women of all ages. Then there are the natural hormonal changes our bodies face, such as menopause. While these processes are part of life, they don't have to be uncomfortable. The good news is that you don't have to suffer through it any longer. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts known as adaptogens, designed to help the body cope with stressors, including those chaotic hormonal fluctuations that can disrupt your daily life. Whether it's PMS symptoms like irritability and cravings, or menopause symptoms such as hot flashes and night sweats, Hormone Harmony can help with it all. Happy Mammoth, the creator of Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to improving women's lives by using only high-quality science-backed ingredients. They make no compromises on quality, ensuring that you receive the best support possible. This isn't just a supplement. It has become a phenomenon. Women are talking about it everywhere, with a bottle of Hormone Harmony sold every 24 seconds. And the most important benefit, women express feeling like themselves again. A sentiment echoed in over 30,000 positive reviews. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Don't forget to use the code RLRC for 15% off today. Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. I'm talking about Mood.com's incredible line of functional gummies. And you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code RLRC. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood that you're looking for. Whether that's Mind Magic gummies for deep work and creativity, PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for action and turn every touch into a full body experience. Look, y'all, you know I have trouble sleeping. I take the Sleepy Time gummy. I take a quarter of one before I go to sleep, and I sleep hard all night long. Never even move, wake up feeling fresh as a daisy. So listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium federal legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into that perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code RLRC. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code RLRC when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
Cool. So, what was said? Like, what were y'all talking about before she did it? Like, what? Like, I don't understand. Like, Haley wouldn't do that. I know she wouldn't do that.
I know she wouldn't. I don't know what... I'm trying to think, because all I remember... It's like everything just, like, blanked out when I saw her on the ground. I was, like, just in shock. Okay, let me think. I swear it wasn't even like we even had an argument, because every time we have an argument, we always just like either I go outside or she sleeps in the bedroom, I sleep on the futon or something like that. I mean, it wouldn't have been an argument.
Did she drink a lot?
Yeah, we both did.
But you know,
how do you remember it if you were drinking a lot?
I can't hear what she say.
How do you remember it if you were drinking a lot?
That's what I'm saying. I don't remember a lot, but what I do remember is coming into the hallway and she was just laying there with her back toward me and the bedroom, and when I went to shake her arm like this, she didn't respond, and then I picked her up, like, you know, kind of to, because that's what I usually do. I pick her up and I take her into the bedroom.
And you didn't hear, you're telling me you didn't hear the gunshot?
No, not that I remember a single, not a single thing. I heard like a loud like this. It was like this. So I thought she like hit something.
So, I mean, she didn't say anything. She didn't seem unhappy. She didn't.
I mean, she's been relatively happy. I don't know. She a couple times before has gotten upset to the point where she like has taken the shotgun. But I always, like, take it back from her, and I'm like, you know, what the fuck are you doing? Calm down. And then she's like, I'm sorry, I'm just upset. But I don't remember her even being upset. I thought we were fine. Like, we were drinking a decent bit, but I remember going into the bedroom, changing, coming back out. I think I was putting on pants so that I could go outside with her and smoke a cigarette or something, or me just go outside and smoke a cigarette. One of those two. And then I come back out and she's on the ground. And I don't even know where the shotgun was. I didn't even see that. All I saw was her on the ground. And I picked her up and put her on my lap. I don't even remember seeing it anywhere around.
And I mean, I know, like, it's nothing we can do about it now. But, like, if she had grabbed a gun before, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you get the guns out of the house?
Well, I didn't think that she was actually being, like, I didn't think she was actually trying to hurt herself with it. I thought she was just trying to, like, prove a point of how pissed she was at the time.
God, I can't.
I can't fucking believe this. It feels like a bad dream.
I can't.
I'm so sorry, y'all. I know this must be killing y'all, too.
I don't, you know how much I loved Haley.
I know. She was the sweetest little thing ever. I swear to God. If anybody deserves to go to heaven in this whole world, it's her. She's the sweetest little thing.
And she loved you so much. She spent her life trying to make you happy and help you because your mom had not been what she thought she should.
I know. She was so sweet with my sister, too. She was my sister's bestest friend. Every time she would come over, Kelsey's face would just light up. Oh, my God. And I talked to my mom a couple days ago, and she was saying that Kelsey's just been asking for Haley ever since Christmas because she wants to see her again.
We all want to see her.
We all want to see her. I just, I can't. I can't, I don't. We don't know what to do. But, I mean, I just need to know everything about her last day that I can, because this is so hard for me, and I can't sleep. I can't eat. I don't know what to do.
I know. I haven't eaten anything either.
But I know, you know, me and Haley have talked. I can't tell you how many times when we were worried about Stella killing herself, we talked about it. And, like, Haley just wouldn't do that. I don't know what happened, but she wouldn't do that.
I know, that's what I'm confused about. I don't, because when they brought me to the police station, I was like, why was she bleeding? Like, from her head, because what I thought she was bleeding from was, like, the back of her head, like, right here. Because that's where I picked her up by, like, I scooped her head and her neck like that. And I felt a lot of blood, so I thought maybe it was bleeding from there. And then they were like, okay, so when did the shotgun come into play? And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, what? I have a shotgun. Yeah, what about it? And they were like, well, when was that used? And I was like, it wasn't used. What are you talking about? That's the first time I was ever even hearing about, like, a gunshot being inflicted upon her. It was like, and I got in more trouble because when they told me that, I started punching the wall. Because they told me that she wasn't alive anymore, and I didn't want to accept it.
So, I need to know when you scooped her up, when you went in there and you scooped her up, was she still alive?
I don't think so, no. I don't think so, because when I picked her up, I don't want to say it. It's really fucked up. I don't want to say it. When I picked her up, I felt her little head, like move unnaturally. And, her little left eye was like puffed out. So I tried to put it back in with my palm and it didn't work. And I kept trying to get her to answer me, but she wouldn't answer me. At that point, I just kind of like put her head up to my chest and started like rocking back and forth and just crying.
So you don't think she suffered any?
If I had to guess, I would say no. I can't even close my eyes without just seeing her poor little face. I'm so sorry, y'all. I don't mean to cry and stuff.
No, I mean, we all cry all the time. I just, I mean, what was she talking about before she went in there?
Well, she stayed in the living room. It was, Stella knows where that red rug is, that rug that goes to the bathroom, and it can also lead to the Christmas tree area. She was standing right at the foot of the rug nearest to the Christmas tree. And then...
what happened?
And then I stood up. I walked into the other room, and I just kind of like shimmied behind her like that. And then came back out, and there she was.
So, but I mean, what did she say before? Like, did she say anything? Did she
I mean,
seem sad or upset or?
No, she seemed like she was just over there pouring a shot for herself. She didn't seem upset. She might have been like, I don't know, being a little sassy because she was drunk, but that's about it. She definitely wasn't, like, mad at me, or I wasn't mad at her or anything. I got up, I walked by her. I think she was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm just going to change real quick. And then I walked into the room, changed, and then came back out. I can't even remember like 15, 20 minutes before that what we were even talking about.
But, I mean, you don't remember like conversations she had or the mood she was in or...
I remember we were talking about, basically saying fuck the apartment and then just running away to the farm and trying to like build a cabin and maybe like make a little life for ourselves in Wisconsin or Alabama. But we've been talking about doing that for like a week. I remember we talked a lot about my family, just about Kelsey and my mom for some reason. We talked about the Bible. And that's pretty much all we really did that day, is just hung out at the house, drank and talked and watched like little TikToks and YouTube shorts.
So,
except for when she walked over to the liquor store.
It's just so hard to go from her Christmas day. She was so happy. She was dancing and playing, and you don't understand. Like, I, from that to this, I don't, like, I can't understand.
I know. She was so happy with Kelsey, too. And when she saw my mom, they had just gotten into a big argument over my mom, like, being mean to me or whatever. And, the last conversation they had, they were both bawling and crying, and they were both hugging each other, and they were saying that they were sorry, and they kept being like, I'm so sorry, I don't mean to treat you like that. And they'd go back and forth and be like, there's nothing to apologize, it's all my fault, blah blah blah. So I was like, yay, okay, my mom and her are back on good terms, that's good, now we can just go back home and relax, and then in a couple days we'll go over for New Year's or something and make some hot dogs and make some fireworks go off. Everything was so normal. Everything was so normal. It was like every other day.
Did it, I mean, was there anything that was bothering her? Was there anything that upset her?
No.
So did she ever say if she wants to be cremated?
Well, we talked about a couple things. There was either what we were going to do was in about a month we were going to get married and then come and surprise you guys with the courthouse papers. And in our little thing, we were going to write that till death do us part, but not really, because we're going to be buried side by side. I think she would be okay with cremation, because if we could take her to special places and kind of sprinkle a little bit out, I think she would really enjoy that.
Yeah. I don't know how to live without her. I don't
know how to live without her either. I don't even want to be alive. She was my whole world. Every second of my day I was thinking about her. I couldn't even go to work without 5 minutes later being like, hey Bean, how are you?
I love you too. Someone said, thank you. Happy New Year. She was just a light. I don't. What's the phone number to the phone? 624-4205. I just need to know like everything I can about her last day, because I'm telling you, it's killing me. I saw her the day before and she was so happy.
I know.
And I can't put those two pictures together.
I know. I can't put our afternoon and then that together at all. Everything was so normal. We were just having a regular day. She was fine. We were laughing all day. We were happy. We were playing with the cat. We were talking about how like we need to go get cat food, but like we didn't want to leave the house or anything, and we were just gonna give her last little friskies, and watching comedy sets and stuff like that. It was like the most normalest day ever until it wasn't. And I just don't understand. I just don't understand what happened.
What's the last thing she said to you?
I'm pretty sure the last thing she said to me was okay when I said that I was going to change my clothes.
I tried, but it's
I'm pretty sure I was like, I'm going in there, I'm just going to change my clothes real quick. And then I'm pretty sure she went, okay.
Was the apartment like trashed or something? Or
no, I mean, we obviously had like litter everywhere, but not like cat litter, but like, you know, bottles and stuff like that. But no, everything was in order. The futon wasn't, you know, scooted anywhere. Like, the table was lined up. The only thing we had going on was, like, we needed to take the trash out and we needed to tidy up a bit.
Okay. Had anybody else been over to the apartment?
No, I don't know. Unless Stella could Snapchat Mazda and see if I even talked to him on that day. I don't even know if I talked to him that day.
Get after the town what Anthony did, right? Blast that shit on Facebook for me, man, what he did to me. I got the papers where he gave me a restraining order from Ron's house. They just gave me a restraining.
I mean, was she talking?
I'm the only one who has a restraining order. What the fuck you keep saying? You got a restraining order.
Like, she was making plans? Like, the sheriff, like, normal? Like, she was planning on...
You said, did she sound like she was doing what?
Was she making plans and talking like everything was going to be, like, y'all were going to do things, or was she...
Yeah, that's what we always talk about is, like, what we're going to do. We were talking about finding her a little car, and then after we find her a little car, we could go on this trip with her co-worker or something. Like, I think it starts with a T. Tara. And her little girlfriend, we were supposed to take a day trip to, like, Chattanooga or something. And that's what I'm saying. Everything seems so normal. Like, we were just talking about our normal stuff, like taking trips, moving, leaving the apartment behind, and just saying, you know, screw our credit. We don't care. We're just going to move to the middle of nowhere because bills are getting so tight and they just increased the rent. We were like, screw it. Like, what's even the point of being in Marietta at this point? We should just go somewhere else. She wasn't talking like she was planning on leaving. She was just talking like she was planning on leaving Marietta, Georgia.
Did she seem excited about moving or leaving? Or
well, she seemed kind of excited, but also kind of nervous about it, you know? She was like, I don't know how we're going to, like, get the truck there. I don't know how we're going to, like, get the U-Haul because we're not old enough. I don't know how we're going to do this and that. But at the same time, she was super excited to start a life. Like, we were supposed to have, like, a couple little kids and a nice little house. And, just live forever, just happily.
Talking to me about having babies when we were Christmas shopping and looking at little clothes and stuff.
Yeah, she, my mom already bought a bunch of little baby clothes, and she made baby clothes out of these furs and stuff. And
she wasn't pregnant, was she?
No, I don't think so. I hope not. But, yeah, she was really excited about all of that.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what happened, but I just can't. She wouldn't do that. She just wouldn't do that.
I know. She's the strongest person I know, hands down. I could never ever see her harming herself like that.
Nobody knows how he put a restraining order on me at my mom's house. Like, can you fucking put that shit on Facebook?
And then fucking start asking people to give me. She's the strongest person I know. Anytime I ever had a problem, I would always go to her, and she would always help me. If I was sick and she was sick, she would still go to work. If I was hurt because I was an idiot and punched the table too much, she would rewrap my hand and she would give me a shower and clean it out for me. She used to cut my hair and everything. She was like my best friend in the whole world. She's gone.
There you have it. Very, very important. And what I'm going to do, y'all, is I'm going to wait to the end of all of the jailhouse interviews and we'll break it down. But each one is different. Okay. This guy is, I think he's trying to get as much information out of them as they are out of him. But check out his demeanor. Check out what he says about Haley. And, you know, he's in jail now, big boy jail, and he knows his ass is stuck. But I think he's waiting on a murder charge, which, as you know, did not come. But listen to it, get pissed off about it, and when we get done with all the jailhouse interviews, we're going to break it down each interview step by step and how his lies change in each interview. More importantly, I just think that Miss Barbara and Stella are, it's just an act of pure love that they can go in there and sit and look into the face of evil and not scream and holler and curse his ass out, right? So they did it because of their love for Haley. And my hat's off to them for doing it. I don't think I could have done it. But, you know, it needed to be done. I think it's a good play, the law enforcement knowing that they're going in there to do that. And it's a testament to their strength. And they are truly an amazing family who love their Haley. And it just shows. Listen to the interviews, pay attention to them on each episode, and it's just gonna make you sick, right? And he's just lies. Because the one thing that never changes is the truth, and he doesn't have an ounce of truth in him. So with that, I love and appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much for liking and listening and sharing, and do hashtag justice for Haley everywhere. The next hashtag justice for Haley episode will be in 2025, the first weekend of 2025. And of course, Patreon of Convicts, you'll get it early at the beginning of the week, as always. And I love and appreciate each and every one of you. Enjoy your holidays, people. Let's rock in this new year. And if I don't get to tell you before then, social media or what have you, happy, happy New Year's. Let's rock 2025. Let's get justice for Haley. And I'm Woody Overton, your host of Real Life, Real Crime, the podcast. Until next time or ever, don't let me catch you down on Murder Bayou. Peace.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.